Welcome back to the Automation Podcast. My name is Sean Tierney, and this week on the show, I meet up with Scott Preston from Antera to learn all about their networking products.
Scott, welcome to the Automation Podcast. I'm excited to have you on the show to talk about your products. But before we get into your actual presentation, can you spend maybe a minute just telling the audience who you are?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Sean. Really appreciate it. My name is Scott Preston. I'm the regional sales engineer for Antera Technologies. We're a hardened industrial switch and communication device manufacturer.
That's awesome. And you get this beautiful slide for the audio audience. Here's this beautiful slide up with all, I wouldn't say all your products, but a lot of your different products. And it's a good looking line of products.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the featured products. So yeah, as you can see, we go from compact switches to 10G managed switches, the PoE BT stuff, and then wireless, but we'll get into all of it now. So let's just move right into it. So let me tell you a little bit about Antera. Like I said, we're a manufacturer of an industrial networking communication devices. We're based out of Brea, California. That's where America's headquarters are. That's where all our inventory is. That's where our engineers sit. So we have engineers that sit in the US in Brea, and obviously we have engineers that sit in Taiwan, where our hardened switches are manufactured, and some in Poland, where all our wireless devices are manufactured. By a true manufacturer, what we're trying to, explain to people is we control all our own products. So we manufacture all our own products. We do not make products for any of our competitors. Everything we do is for us. We have some unique requirements as far as we can bring products to, to fruition, if you will, in 30 days. And have a real opportunity running in 90 days or so. So we've actually done that for a customer where we got the shell and everything for them to see if it was designed properly within 30 days, then had them something working within 90 days so they could test it out. That's just an example of we're very agile because we're, small to medium sized company. We're very easy to work with, low minimum, no quantities, if you will. We drop ship for our distributors. To our customers anywhere. We do 30-day evaluations for customers to test our products. And we'll basically work with the customer if they want to do any type of shipments throughout the month. So if they want to give us quantities they can do, we will stock it for them 2-3 months out and ship as they need. So we're very flexible to work with our customers.
You know, I got to chime in that even though you and I actually worked together years ago, many years ago, I actually ran across your company because I was looking for news for my new morning show. And you guys had helped out a customer who was using another person's product, but that person's product, supply chain issues and all that. And so you guys had an article on your site about your product. And so that kind of also brings up the point of your local stock. So you have stock in California. Is that correct? You try to keep stock of all your products right there?
Everything for us in the U.S. is stocked in California. And when I say stock, I believe the example you were talking about, it was a NAT router. And we had, at the time, 188 in stock when a lot of our competition had none. Yeah. So, yeah, we stock everything right in Brea, California.
That's good to know.
So, yeah. So some of the customer commitments is exactly that. It's inventory, free technical support. So we have engineers that sit in Brea, California that can answer questions. Obviously, customers can come to me as the regional, but we can get our engineers involved. We have 3 Cisco certified engineers on staff. So they'll go out, they'll actually go in the field and work with the customers. They'll support them over the phone, whatever they like, whatever works best for each application. Always a live person answering the phone. So you will never get voicemail. And many times you will get a live person for customer service that can place the order or get you to the distributor or whatever we have to do. But then if it's questions for each territory, they gets forwarded to the regional sales engineer. So very hands-on for per region that they get to work with the same person over and over. Like I mentioned, we got a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, meaning you buy the product, you don't like it for any reason, we will take it back. Obviously, as long as you got a box and it's in good condition still. But we really try to work with the customers. We want them to try the products before they use them. And we're here to help because we know their customers can sometimes cancel projects. So we're very flexible to work with them to take it back. And then we also do 30-day evaluations where we can send out a product for them to test and work with our engineers up front if they don't want to buy it first. Like I mentioned earlier, we do custom solutions and we're very competitively priced in the marketplace.
You know, I think that's important too, the 30-day evaluations. I tested out a NAP product last year, and I couldn't get it to work. And so, you know, and I never got anywhere with tech support, and I had to move on to another project. But, you know, that's important because, you know, people, they don't want to make a commitment if they don't feel like you're going to stand behind your product. And so I think that's really good. That comes to mind just because of a situation I ran into last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like it. I'll tell the customers. I know a lot of engineers like to mess around with the products on their own and try to figure it out, but I tell them, don't go too long. It's a good way to get our engineers and the customer engaged with each other. And as you know, from your past, you know, your whole experience of being an engineer, if you can build that customer relationship, it helps both sides immensely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So here's just an overview of what we do. Kind of a busy slide here, but we'll get into some of it, not in depth, but we'll go through all of it. Basically, it shows you some industrial switches, unmanaged, M12 line. Compact is the hot one right now for, you know, obviously OEMs and control panel builders. That as enclosures are getting smaller and smaller, everybody wants their switches smaller and smaller. We're starting to see a lot more 10G, more in the water wastewater market. That's one of our big markets. So we got some products that fit that real well. And as you move down, we do, you know, media converters and rack mount switches, and then wireless. And we actually have accessories that you'll see as I show you some of the stuff later. But also with this, we got brochures if customers want them, success stories, and all this stuff can be found on our website. That's why I kind of put this one slide together for that. So we'll go through some of the examples. You know, many choices to fit your application and projects. Obviously, for the OEMs and the automation world, we'll have CE, UL, and Class 1 Div 2 is real big. Operating temperatures, you'll have anything on our site, you'll see a standard part number and then a dash T. Dash T for everything is just extreme temperature. So basically you go from minus 40 all the way up to 75 Celsius. So real big range. You can get the standard product if you don't think it's going to be as bad, but extreme temperatures for those applications. Then you see form factor. We have many different, you know, shapes, rack mount, DIN rail. Most of our DIN rail switches, or I should say probably almost all of them, you can either wall mount or DIN rail it. If it comes with the, actually in the box, it will come with the wall mount brackets in the box for most of the switches. And then we get into conformal coating. There are some customers out there that want conformal coating in any of our products that have a CC at the end of the part number. That's how you know it's a conformally coated product. And the hottest thing that's taken off, and even in the automation world, we do see a lot more of it in the security market, but PoE is definitely making its way into the industrial automation market. Water, wastewater is a big one. They do a lot of fiber. But you're even starting to see it on some machines, right? Some machine builders, they're doing cameras, things like that. So we have 30, 60 watt PoE injectors or PoE switches. So we have a full range of it. And then at the bottom, we get into our managed switches and unmanaged switches. And I'll go over a couple of examples of it. What's really hot out there is for compact switches, a 5-port, 8-port and 16-port. Those are our everyday switches that, you know, I believe now you probably seen it years ago when we were both back, you know, selling Rockwell. You saw a unmanaged switch here and there, right? Mm-hmm. Now you look in every panel, there is typically at least a 5-port switch thrown in every panel for every OEM. So, you know, this little 5-port switch, it's one of the smallest on the market. I probably know of one that's a little smaller, but you're talking probably centimeters, right? Because they're so tiny. Mm-hmm. And then the popular switches for the managed are similar, you know, similar count ports, port counts, if you will, the 8-port, 16-port gigabit, and the 18-port. We see this, the 18-port is really starting to take off for the big packaging machine companies. They seem to have some high port counts, and they need some SFP modules in there to bring back their info, you know, across the plant floor somewhere.
So now these are full layer 3 managed Ethernet switches, right?
Light layer 3.
Light layer 3. I'm sorry. So talk to me. I don't want to steal your thunder, but talk to me about the interface. How am I setting these light layer 3 managed switches up? Am I using a command line? Am I using a web page?
Before we get to that, I have a special announcement. I've just released my very first book. It's an ebook and it's entitled Logic's Book of Knowledge. What I did is I combined all my Control Logic's articles from the last 10 years into an ebook. I updated them, I added new pictures, and I made it all available for just $9.99. So if you appreciate what I'm doing, if you want to support the show and the channel and the blog, then please check out my brand new ebook, Logic's Book of Knowledge, which you can get over at theautomationblog.com/BOK1.
So all of the above. So most customers are going to use the GUI. So the web page, you put your IP address on the web browser and you're into our switch. And every switch will have it on the side. You'll have a password and, you know, the admin and password on the side. Once you go on in an IP address, once you go on, you're into our GUI, and then it's all drop down menus. Also, so it's perfect. We're a very open protocol. So we work well with Cisco front end switches and all those switches like that. So we do have command line interface also. And we're seeing more and more that we do see a lot more of that on the security and transportation markets, that they like their, you know, they like the CLI. That's what they, how they like to, you know, program them. With OT and IT converging, you're definitely seeing more IT people end up in OEMs and facilities, right? That are doing both sides. And they're actually starting to use the command line interface a lot more. So we do have both. And then once we get, you know, through the managed switches, and I'll touch on some of those a little more, but, you know, then we've got industrial wireless solutions. This is the hotbed right now, as you know. You know, IIoT is everything, but we've got, you know, the smaller switches that are access points and bridge repeaters. AMS-2111 is one of our most popular switches. People will use it with like a setup in a facility with kiosks or in an industrial warehouse where they want to get another access point out in the warehouse and they don't want to have to walk out there every time to do things. So it's very functional and competitively priced. So, and we stock them. They're pretty much always in stock. Then if you move to our ARS 7235 line, this is the dual radio wireless router that is now taken off, because this is our unit that's used for VPN. So you can connect in via VPN. This is also the NAT router, and it also can be an access point. It's like a 3-in-1 switch, a little different than most of our competition. A lot of people have just a wireless unit or just a NAT device. This is our all-in-one unit. And then we have an outdoor unit. So this thing can be mounted out on a pole directly, and it's just need PoE to power it for our wireless outdoor unit. And the nice part about all these switches is a lot of them are the same chipsets. When you get into these 7235s, 7131s, a lot of them are similar chipsets, so we use them in multiple products. And then we have a new release of ARS 7235 5E AC. It's the same as our other wireless unit, but it's got 5 ports. So our ARS 7235 has 2 ports, but more and more people want 5 ports so they can hook up more things hardwired into it to get it out wirelessly. So now we got a 5 port unit also.
You know, one thing I'm noticing about this that I want to bring up for the audio audience is I'm noticing that everything on this this slide is 802.11 A, B, G, N, and AC. So it's nice that they all have support for all of those, right?
Correct.
So we're going back from A all the way up to AC. So you got really all the generations there. And they also, I mean, I know some have router capabilities, but putting that aside for a moment, they all show as being an access point, a client bridge, or repeater. And that's pretty big deal, because there's a lot of products out there that can't do all 4 of those things. And I'm seeing that across the entire, all 5 lines, 4 lines here, that, they all say that they can be an access point, a client, a bridge, or a repeater, which is cool. And of course, the router capabilities, that's something else that not everyone has. But it's good to see that across the entire line, because that gives you the flexibility of how you deploy that one model. You can deploy it in different situations as needed.
Absolutely. And that's what we strive for. We want to keep it simple, right? We want a customer to be able to use it for everything, all their applications if they can. So
it looks like the standard temperature range is 0 to 60°C, which is pretty standard. So for the audience, again, for if they can't see the slide.
Yep. 0 to 60 is the standard, and -35 roughly to 70 is the extreme temperature. Absolutely.
Excellent.
And then, based off the products you were just talking about, we got Antera Connect VPN. So now we have a cloud-based software. So, as a lot of people have this, you can do, point to point. So OEMs can set up their machines. And if they have multiple machines, they set them up in the software and they can just go ping on them when they want a specific machine. And VPN, because it's all set up ahead of time, they can VPN right into that machine over the cloud and get access to their systems. So we're seeing this really take off. And that's what you've seen of all the products on the prior slide. They're kind of all now that's where why you see they're existing, is to go into this VPN connect. And then we get into media converters. So, you know, unmanaged, managed, you know, fiber to Ethernet, multi-mode, single mode. We cover a broad range of everything fiber, media converters. We get into rack mount little setups for media converters. And then we have industrial media converters. Same idea, but now they're hardened. We, you know, have some that are just, you know, I would say lightly hardened, they're just not for the industrial environments. But we have a full line of media converters that are that hardened industrial switch also. And then we got injectors. So we'll have 30 watt, 60 watt, 90 watt injectors for applications. So
with the power over Ethernet, got it.
Yep, yep. So it's very wide range. And then let's not forget about some serial communication, right? As everyone wishes it would go away, probably. it never goes away, right? It's big. So we have a pretty good offering of serial communication devices as well, with, you know, serial to Ethernet. We actually have serial to wireless, field bus gateways, regular serial media converters, 485, 232, you name it. So full breadth, and we stock these. Serial seems to be a little more of a challenge throughout this component shortage, because I think everyone's put their focus on Ethernet switches, if you will, right? So all the true Ethernet stuff. So serial seemed to take a backseat, but we've been able to stock it pretty well throughout this still.
The one thing that jumps up to me is the Modbus TCP to serial RTU or ASCII. So Modbus TCP to Modbus serial RTU or ASCII gateway, 232, 422, 485. That's an interesting product, because there's definitely need for that out there. So yeah. Very interested to see you guys have that.
Absolutely. And then we get into some high port count. You know, this says manage Ethernet switches, but everything we do is, whatever you see for an unmanaged switch in the port count is typically going to have an unmanaged version. And also if it's got, it's just 10/100 or gigabit, it's also going to have PoE with 10/100 gigabit. So it's pretty thought out product line, if you will, for those applications. So for the high port count, we see a lot of this now in water, wastewater, you know, in the automation market, this is where we're seeing it. A lot of PoE, you know, non-PoE. And so we go from 20 port on the higher end and up to a 28 port for the rack mount unit.
Yeah, so rack mount, looks like you also have a desktop unit with high counts. If you don't have a rack, but you have need to put one in there. So that, I mean, it looks like you got it all.
Yep, and we got the accessories, like you're saying. So some people, if we don't have the port count they need on a rack mount, they'll take a little bracket, you know, rack setup, and we can pop in a DIN rail unit and get them in the rack mount setup. So we have all the accessories. And then we get into, you know, in M12 switches. That's really taken off, you know, with those type of connections. They're IP67. You know, typically a 5/8, 16 port as we see the most. What's not on here is we do have some high-end 32 port, 28 port count with PoE and a 10G for these M12 switches. A lot of that's for the train industry. So we do have some high-end ones, but even for the low-end ones, the popular one is the one on the screen. It's a 5-port unmanaged switch with the M12 connector. And we do have 8-port also, and then a couple versions with PoE. That line is growing real fast.
Yeah, the 5-port version almost looks like a 5-port block IO. I mean, it looks small and convenient.
Yeah, I've actually had that confusion. I've gone on a call where the customer thought that it was a IO block and it wasn't. He's like, oh, I'm sorry about it. I said, no, that's what it is. But yeah, it's small and compact. We're seeing a lot of that in conveyance, right? So if they got the wireless IO that's out there on the machines and they want to put this out there to help things connect a little better, and they can keep other stuff wireless. So you're really starting to see these out there. As we talked a little earlier, when you'd ask some questions, where everything is open. So, you know, open protocol for us is what we want. We want to be able to connect to and talk with the Cisco world, because it's, you know, it's the biggest world out there for this stuff. So, you know, without getting into depth, we have the ERPS, we have spanning tree, DHC option 82, static routes, you know, and access control lists, to name a few. So very open software. And like you mentioned or asked earlier, we can do both in a GUI drop-down menu style or the CLI, which I believe is next. So there's a little example of the CLI.
Beautiful.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you missed that, right?
as a guy who started out in the world of DOS, I'm just like, it brings back so many good memories. And I really mean that. Good memories, you know?
Where you cut your teeth, right?
Yeah, yep. Good old DOS.
And then, you know, something new that we have coming out, hopefully first quarter this year, is our own network management software.
Oh, all right.
So, yep. So you're going to be able to go and, you know, get on there, find all the IP units attached to this, and, you know, you can pull some things in. This is new. We launched Rev 1 late last year, which is basically just a rollout model of what it will look like. And you're going to be able to build icon lists, email notifications. And on the right, you can see it's going to be a map layout. So if you have a building, you can lay out per Google with where the switches are and devices are. And you can pull in, like I mentioned, the icons. So we're really excited for that to come out. We think that's going to be a big help. And then I'll just go over a little bit, give you some snapshots of our website. This is, and the reason I bring this up is because customers seem to really love how easy it is to maneuver around our website. They don't have to go hunting for stuff. Everything is menu driven and it's drop down and everything's at your fingertips. So for example, when you drop down on products here, you're going to see, this is the menu you see every time. And then it's the same thing. It's going to be unmanaged, managed, rack mount, dynamic, product builder. So you can actually use this to build a product, if you will. And then once you click on the, you know, for example, an unmanaged switch, it's going to give you another drop down of 10100, 10100 PoE, gigabit PoE, 10G and 10G PoE. So pretty simple. Everything's either 10100 and then a gigabit and then a PoE. And we offer the same stuff. So as we click on 10100, the next screen brings you up with all the unmanaged switches at 10100, and you would scroll down on the live page. This isn't live. I just pulled some stuff together for us. And then from here, if you click on the LNX500A, the first unit, just to give you an example, you'll bring up all the information on that switch, list price, whether it's in stock. If it says call, you just call me and we can figure out when they're coming in. We have a real good system and we know where they are along the process. That's after an example of an LNX500A. This is our most popular product we have probably. And we, in good times, we were stocking 500 every day. Now it's probably been in the 300s. So we're still stocking high volume on these. And on that same page, it gives you an overview. And if you see down below, you can click on product data sheet and get a manual. And obviously if it was a managed switch, you'd see the software manual at the same spot. And then even further down, we'll list all the accessories for that product on every page. So if we clicked on the product data sheet on this page, then you'd actually get the product data sheet with real good specs of everything that it offers, meaning dimensions. Mm-hmm. And you can reach out to me for the drawings. That's the only thing we don't put on our website right now. We're looking to add that, but you can reach out to me and I can get you the drawings for that. But then on the right, all the specifications, it'll tell you the temperature range. And at the bottom, it'll tell you multiple products. Because, you know, every product then has a dash T. It's the same product, but we give different ratings. Mm-hmm. And then here we'll also tell you all your IEC, Rojas, all that. And the thing I did forget to mention is all of our hardened switches are a 5-year warranty.
Yeah, that's important. Absolutely.
Yeah, people love that. And if there are issues with our product, people can go right to our website and do an RMA. It gets submitted to our team. And usually within a day, you'll get a reply of how to process it, what to do.
Now, for those listening who can't see the website, I'm going to spell the website name just so you can remember it. It's A-N-T as an ant, A-I-R as an ear, A, so Antira, and .com. So just if you're driving along, you're like, how am I going to remember this? It's antearA.com.
That's a good way to do it. I like that. And then that brings us back around. I mean, this is, I always end the presentation with what I started. Our customer commitment is everything to us. From the owners who I talk to weekly, monthly, if I have questions, I can reach out directly to our owner and get answers. It's been wonderful. I've been here 2 years now, and it's actually one of the best jobs I've had. I haven't seen a company really this dedicated to caring about the people and the customers and the products like this. So it's been real exciting.
Yeah, I think we're beyond the part of our industry where, you know, everybody's gone for inexpensive. I think we've all been bitten by that, or people who may have a great product at a great price, but have no support, or the warranty's lacking, or there's no way to evaluate it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I think people are, I mean, we're all now relooking at our vendors and saying, yeah, this is what we want from a vendor. We want a great warranty. We want real people. We don't be stuck with just this virtual, you know, web-based only everything, you know, and it's good to see that your company is really on top of this. It looks really good from what you showed us here, and you know, good pricing, good support, good warranty. So yeah, very impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's pretty much everything. That's the overview. Like I said, I'm the regional sales engineer. We cover it throughout the U.S. It's not just here. We're global, so we do have all markets covered. So it's real exciting times for us. A lot of this component shortage has opened the doors for companies like us to step up and show that we can support the products.
Well, Scott, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to talk to our audience about your products, your Ethernet switches and whatnot. And I learned a lot. And it's good to know that if your current vendor doesn't have supply and you need to get something that's reliable and backed by the company and backed by real people, that Antera is there and is definitely an option. So, Scott, thank you again for coming on the Automation Podcast.
Oh, thank you very much for your time and having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I want to thank Scott for taking time out of his busy schedule to come on the show and tell us all about Antera and their networking products. With that said, if you did enjoy this episode, please give us a like and a sub. And if you're listening to the audio-only edition, please consider giving us a 5-star review so we can reach more listeners and find more vendors to come on the show. That said, if you want to follow me or get in touch with me, you can do so over at automation.locals.com, and you'll find all of my online training courses at theautomationschool.com. Now, I want to wish you all a very happy, safe, and healthy week. And until next time, my friends, peace.